Great Scott. It's time for the Geek News with J. Stu and K. Stu.
News team, assemble!
Hey, everybody. Welcome to a We Got the Geek News Extra. It's J. Stu and K. Stu here tonight.
We are both here.
And last week, the Emmy Awards announced their nominations. We didn't have really a lot of time to fit it into our news.
No, because why don't you just do it the same week as Comic-Con? That's a good idea.
Exactly. So we're going to give you our predictions, who we think might or should win the Emmy Awards. And we've got the drama and the comedy categories. So I guess I'll start.
Okay.
All right, so the first one we have here is Outstanding Comedy Series. So the nominations are The Big Bang Theory, Girls, Louie, Modern Family, 30 Rock, and Veep. So I know we watch a few of those.
I know I'm not a Girls fan.
No, we haven't watched Louie in a million years. Do you think they
would... But her daughter does sing the theme song.
Yeah. Do you think they would give it to 30 Rock just because it's his last season?
It's possible.
Or do you think Modern Family's going to get it again?
I don't know. Modern Family's kind of... I think it's kind of losing its edge. I don't think it's as funny as it used to be. It has its moments, but... I don't know. Veep is really good. But is it 30 Rock good?
True. True. I'm gonna stick with 30 Rock because I think they're gonna be sentimental since it's his last season and give it to them.
It's possible. Possible.
And it was a great last season as well.
True. They went out with a bang.
Mm-hmm. True. All right, so we'll go with 30 Rock. Outstanding lead actor in a comedy series. It's a little odd because this is the first time Netflix is getting a category.
Yay!
Up here. So they have Jason Bateman from Arrested Development on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Parsons for The Big Bang Theory. Matt LeBlanc from Episodes. Like, how long ago did season 2 come out, by the way?
Jeez.
Seeing as how season 3's not out till 2014.
Yeah.
Don Cheadle from House of Lies, Louis C.K. from Louie, and Alec Baldwin from 30 Rock.
So I could see them giving it to Alec Baldwin because it's his last season as...
Yeah, and he's won it before.
I can't even remember his name on 30 Rock.
Jack Donaghy.
There you go. Jim Parsons has been the favorite in that category for how many years now?
Yeah.
Maybe two.
He's been up a bunch of times.
But I do think the sentimental favorite might be Jason Bateman. Coming back in his role on Arrested Development.
That'd be cool if they gave it to him.
Yeah. As George Bluth. So that would be kind of neat. And he was really good in this season. Like, they all had their own storylines, but I liked his... I won't go into detail. You haven't seen it.
Yeah, I know. I gotta say, Matt LeBlanc plays a good version of himself. But I don't remember a single thing about season 2 since it was so long ago.
Didn't he buy in the car at the beginning of the season as a thing? I'm sorry?
As a I'm sorry I slept with your wife present?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they had the special episode where they were trying to get someone from Friends to co-host, and... We find out that Matt LeBlanc had been an a-hole to everyone on Friends and no one would do it.
Yeah.
Except for Gunther. Gunther came back to do it. That was such a good show.
It is. It really is.
But yeah,
I kind of forgot about it.
Alec Baldwin, probably. And I have no idea if Don Cheadle's funny on House of Lies.
Yeah, that's just one show I didn't get into for whatever reason, so I kind of have to catch up on that. I know... I've been told it's really good, so we should be watching it, but...
Yeah, I've heard good things.
Alright.
Alright, for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series, we have Laura Dern from Enlightened, I guess.
I don't even know what show that is.
It's on HBO.
That's probably why.
Lena Dunham on Girls. Edie Falco from Nurse Jackie.
Oh.
Amy Poehler from Parks and Rec. And Tina Fey as 30 Rock. Just realized something here. And also Julia Louis-Dreyfus for Veep. Melissa McCarthy, not up for this. Did she not win last year?
I don't know, did she?
I think she did, actually. She was the surprise.
I thought Lena Dunham won it. Or was that the Golden Globes?
Might have been the Golden Globes. You remember the skit they did where they treated it like a beauty pageant, and then they gave Melissa McCarthy the crown?
Yeah, she's not even nominated. Amy Poehler's the ringleader for the best actress skit.
Has Mike and Molly gotten really bad this year? Or?
Are they still fat? I don't know.
Huh.
I do like that Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus are all up for that. All SNL girls.
Yeah. I would like to see Amy Poehler get it, actually.
She had a really good season this year.
Yeah.
Tina Fey being the last season of 30 Rock. They could go that way. Edie Falco for Nurse Jackie? That show isn't a comedy.
She does funny things, though, right?
You do laugh, but, I mean, it's about a drug-addicted nurse and, like, how she hides her addiction from her family and from her coworkers, and then she has an affair, and, like, it's not funny stuff. And this season, like, oh, she was in rehab and this whole thing. She's awesome, but...
Not really a comedy?
As the best comedic actress? No. They should have a category for best actors playing a comedic dramatic role.
Yeah.
But it's not, it's best actors in a comedy, is it not?
It is.
And Nurse Jackie's not a comedy. That said, critics' favorite, Lena Dunham.
Yeah, she didn't win last year, but maybe that's her year. And Laura Dern, I haven't seen that show or heard of it until I looked at these nominees.
Sorry, Laura Dern.
Sorry. Alright, Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series. We have Adam Driver from Girls. Jesse Tyler Ferguson from Modern Family.
Ooh, congratulations on your wedding this past weekend.
Ty Burrell from Modern Family. Ed O'Neill from Modern Family. Bill Hader for Saturday Night Live.
Aww.
And Tony Hale from Veep.
Okay, that's interesting. That it was Tony
Eric
Hale
Stonestreet
from Veep.
Not nominated. Didn't he win a couple times? Do you think he took his name out of the running?
Possibly. But Tony Hale from Veep, I'm surprised that it's not Tony Hale from Arrested Development. Because he's Buster, and he was so good this year.
I'd love to see Bill Hader win it. I doubt that's going to happen, though.
I would love to see Bill Hader win it based on this is his last year in the role. Stefan said goodbye, etc. That would be kind of awesome.
Although, kind of would be cool if Ed O'Neill got one. I don't remember if he's ever won an Emmy for this or Married with Children.
I don't know. Huh.
Ty Burrell's won a couple times, I think. Huh.
These are all head scratchers.
Yeah.
And Guy from Girls.
Guy from Girls. I'm going to say Ed O'Neill.
I'm going to go with Tony Hale. Even though he's not from Arrested Development, and he's from Veep. He's pretty funny on Veep. He's got to, like, keep her in line.
I remember, he was kind of funny.
He's kind of dumb, and... Yeah.
All right, and the last one in the comedy category before we take a commercial break. Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series. We have Maya Bialik for The Big Bang Theory as Amy Farrah Fowler. Jane Lynch from Glee as Sue Sylvester. Sofia Vergara from Modern Family as Gloria Pritchett. Julie Bowen as Claire Dunphy from Modern Family. Merritt Weaver from Nurse Jackie. She's Zoe Barkow.
She is my favorite. Oh my god. Stop reading. Nope.
There's
stop.
A couple more.
Nope.
All right. But I must. Jane Krakowski is Jenna Maroney from 30 Rock. And Anna Klumsky from Veep.
Okay, so everything I said about Nurse Jackie not being a comedy, Zoe is the funniest person on that show.
Yeah.
You may know her as the girl that Fat Schmidt dated.
Oh, really?
New Girl.
Okay.
I freaking love Zoe. Oh, my God. She is awesome.
Speaking of which, I hate to change the subject. I just noticed that none of the New Girl people are up this year like they were last year.
Except for Zoe from...
Oh, well.
Nurse Jackie. So she won't get it because I love her so much.
Is Julie Bowen going to get it again?
Again?
I would like to see Sofia Vergara
like,
take it.
She's funny. But it's like, oh, come on. It's not the Julie Bowen Awards. Jane Lynch, love her dearly. I don't remember all that much of her this year from Glee.
I don't remember
except for the gun episode, which was not funny.
Is it me, or do I remember her not being on it a lot this year?
She wasn't on a lot this year.
And neither was Shu.
Nope. And like I said, the episode that she was on was the one where the gun went off in the school.
Mm-hmm.
Not a funny episode.
Not really.
A lot of jokes cracking. Hey, there's a wild madman in school. So, as much as I love Jane Lynch, no, not this year. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but don't they usually, like, put forth, like, an episode for the...
Yeah, they usually
do. ...committee to view? So, I wish I knew what episodes they were basing
on. Yeah, that would be important.
Well, not really, but, like, I've watched all of Glee, but then looking at everybody else, it's like, no, you're not funny. This year, there wasn't a lot of comedy this year.
No.
I'm trying to think. She sang the Annie song.
Right.
Because then she went on to Broadway to also play that role of the orphan lady.
That's right.
Carol Burnett played her in the movie. I can't remember any of the names right now. Hannigan?
I never saw it.
No, so... I really want Zoe from Nurse Jackie to win.
Okay.
What? When you read her name, because I don't know her name as an actress, I was like, please be Zoe, please be Zoe. Because there's a couple other people on that show that are funny. Like Nurse Acolytis. But, man, I need to go back and watch that show.
I would say Sofia Vergara. I think she deserves it.
I think Sofia Vergara should just get it from her Pepsi commercials. Crashing a wedding and stuff.
That's some good acting. Plus, I love her from Knights of Prosperity.
Or you just love her.
By the way, why isn't that out on DVD yet?
All right.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, K-Stu's going to get into the dramatic awards, so we'll be right back.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Hey, K-Stu here from We Got the Geek. Not only am I your favorite podcaster, but I'm also your Scentsy independent consultant. Scentsy offers a safe, wickless alternative to scented candles. We sell ceramic warmers that use a low wattage light bulb to warm our specially formulated wax cubes infused with fragrance. With over 80 scents available, I'm sure you'll find a few favorites. We also offer stuffed animals that have a scent pack included, broom sprays, travel tins for your car or locker, and our new Layers line of fragrance that lets you build a new fragrance wardrobe layer by layer, from your skin to your clothes. Contact me for a catalog, to smell some yummy samples, or to book a party. We're also hiring. Ask me about joining my team. Email me at kstu.wickless@me.com or on my website, kstu.sensi.ca.
All right, welcome back to our Emmy Extra, where we're going to give you the Emmy Award nominations and who we think might win and who we actually want to win. So, K-Stu's got the Drama Awards. So
yeah, thanks.
You watch more dramas than I do. That's why I gave you those.
I suppose. I get my news and I was like, oh, I have all the drama. All the sad ones are mine. Okay, so, Outstanding Drama Series... Man, I can't believe I have to pick one. So Breaking Bad,
mm-hmm.
Downton Abbey, Game of Thrones, Homeland, House of Cards, and Mad Men.
Well, I don't watch any of those, so I'm out.
So I think it's interesting to note that Breaking Bad and Mad Men from AMC, House of Cards from Netflix, Homeland from Showtime, Game of Thrones from HBO, and the only one on a network station is Downton Abbey on PBS.
And speaking of AMC, Walking Dead was shut out of the nominations, too.
Yep.
Where they got a ton last year.
Well, they nominated 6, which is a weird number.
Yeah.
Usually it's 5.
Yeah.
Well,
you say good things about Mad Men. Oh, you know what? Of those shows, I've watched a little bit of Mad Men with you. And what I've seen has been interesting.
So,
plus, they played the monkeys, so I'm going to go with Mad Men.
I love Mad Men. Is it for that season, though, or is it last season?
Oh, I don't know.
Like, the monkeys were just on this season.
Maybe it would be last season.
If you're going to go with that, then Breaking Bad played the monkeys last season, so you're going to want to vote for them. I don't watch Downton Abbey, and I think it won it last year.
Yeah.
I don't watch House of Cards. I've heard amazing things about it. I don't watch Game of Thrones.
We tried.
But everybody in the world does and loves it.
You love Peter Dinklage.
I do love Peter Dinklage. So it makes me sad that I don't watch that show. Homeland. Ryan gave me season 1. And oh my gosh, it is amazing. I can see that one taking it.
It won some last year, too, I think.
Yeah, and that was before I had watched it. It won for the season that I watched. I haven't watched season 2 yet. So if season 2 is anything like season 1, I can see them stealing this again. Now, Breaking Bad's so good, though. But Breaking Bad, they might not give it to and wait until it's off the air next year and give it to them then. I don't know.
It's coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. The beginning of the end. So, any thoughts? You gonna go with Breaking Bad because they used a monkey song last year? That was the one that Amanda sang at the concert.
I've never even watched a bit of that show, though.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, you love it a lot, and you're smiling, so yeah, I'll go with Breaking Bad.
It is so good. What's not to love about Crystal Meth?
True.
And Giancarlo Esposito's on there. And the sheriff, or Big Mike from Under the Dome.
Big Jim.
And the guy from Wise Guy.
Oh, Jonathan Banks. I do like him. And Giancarlo Esposito is on Revolution now.
And Once Upon a Time.
And he was in a Don Johnson video.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay. Breaking Bad, sure.
Although Mad Men has John Hamm.
Yeah.
And Harry Hamlin, and Ted McGinley. Harry Hamlin's on there a lot more than Ted McGinley.
We didn't put those ones up, but I guess he's up. Harry Hamlin's up for best guest appearance.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He's actually really good on it, and I'm not a big Harry Hamlin fan.
I've only seen one Harry Hamlin movie, and that was 30 years ago in Clash of the Titans.
Okay. All right. So, outstanding lead actor in a drama series, Breaking Bad. We have Bryan Cranston as Walter White.
Mm-hmm.
Downton Abbey, Hugh Bonneville as Robert, Earl of Grantham.
Oh, he's good.
He's my favorite of all the Earls.
I like My Name is Earl.
It's not short for early.
Earl
Homeland, Damian Lewis as Nicholas Brody.
Mm-hmm.
House of Cards, Kevin Spacey as Francis Underwood.
Mm-hmm.
Mad Men, John Hamm as Don Draper. And The Newsroom, Jeff Daniels as Will McAvoy.
See, I don't watch that show, but I like Jeff Daniels.
So just based on that, yeah.
I picked Dumber. No, did you say John Hamm?
I did say John Hamm.
I do like it when he's on Saturday Night Live. Who else?
Bryan Cranston. He's Malcolm's dad. He's Dr. Tim Whatley from Seinfeld.
And Commissioner Gordon on Batman Year 1.
There you go. Damian Lewis is Nicholas Brody. He was Jonesy in
Dreamcatcher, yeah.
And Kevin Spacey.
Lex Luthor,
Kaiser Soze.
I didn't even know he was on that show.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like Kevin Spacey,
and
too.
And Hugh Bonneville. My favorite of all the Earls.
Yeah, it's a toss-up. It's probably going to be John Hamm.
Bryan Cranston took it last year. I think he's taken it a few years.
He might take it again. Yeah, I think he's won at least twice.
And to think, okay, just looking at acting overall, John Hamm, he just looks like he's freaking smooth all the time.
Yeah.
Even when he's in comedic roles on Saturday Night Live, he's still freaking smooth.
Yeah, that's true.
Bryan Cranston, you do not look at him and say, meth dealer.
That is some good
kingpin
acting.
Of the meth dealers. No! Yeah. You're Malcolm's dad. And you're never wearing pants. So, for the no pants role, I go with Bryan Cranston. He's always in his tidy whities.
That's true.
Jeff Daniel. You're dumber and you're delivering the news.
I'm a fan of that guy, man. I love his acting. Arachnophobia, man. That duck movie with Rogue.
Those skis yours? Both of them?
Does he talk like that on that show? Because I would
probably
watch it.
That's how he delivers the news. With his shaggy hair.
And his dog costume.
There was Dog Van? Mutzcuts?
I like Jeff Daniels, but I've never seen the show, so I will go with John Hamm.
John Hamm?
Yeah.
Not Bryan Cranston?
No.
All right. Outstanding lead actress in a drama series. For Bates Motel, we have Vera Farmiga as Norma Bates.
Mm-hmm.
Downton Abbey, Michelle Dockery as Lady Mary Crawley. Homeland, Claire Danes as Carrie Matheson. House of Cards, Robin Wright as Claire Underwood. Mad Men, Elizabeth Moss as Peggy Olson. Nashville, Connie Britton as Raina James. And Scandal, Kerry Washington as Olivia Pope.
Hmm.
Like I said, I didn't see season two of Homeland, so I can only base it on what I saw of season one. Claire Danes is freaking nuts in that show. I'm hoping she's acting, because she's nuts.
She's a good crazy person?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
But Elizabeth Moss as Peggy Olson, she has grown so much in that role. Like, I know you don't watch it, but she started out as, like, a secretary, and now she's, like, head writer for another agency now. Like,
hmm.
And she's got all this other stuff going on. Kerry Washington is Olivia Pope on Scandal. I've heard amazing things. I almost feel like there were two camps. Like, you had to either watch Revenge or Scandal. Because they both seemed pretty close in what they were about. But Scandal, I've heard, like, critically acclaimed things, whereas Revenge is kind of like that guilty pleasure show.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Connie Britton was really good in American Horror Story.
And 24.
So.
That's just kind of cute.
Yeah. And Vera Farmiga's sister is also on American Horror Story. This is not going to win her a nomination,
No.
But I did hear good things about Bates Motel.
Yeah.
She's Mama Bates. I don't know. And Robin Wright?
No longer Penn?
Robin Wright, not Penn?
I don't know. What do you think?
I almost want to go with Claire Danes from Homeland, but I'm going to stay true to my Mad Men and go with Elizabeth Moss on this one.
I think I'm going to say it's going to be a repeat for Claire Danes.
Claire Danes?
Yeah.
All right. Outstanding supporting actor in a drama series. For Boardwalk Empire, we have Bobby Cannavale as Gyp Rossetti. Breaking Bad, Jonathan Banks as Mike Ehrmantraut. So I already know who Jay's going to vote for. Breaking Bad, Aaron Paul as Jesse Pinkman. Downton Abbey, Jim Carter as Mr. Carson. Game of Thrones, Peter Dinklage is Tyrion Lannister. Oh, and Homeland, Mandy Patinkin as Saul Berenson.
Banks.
So why don't you just, like, take my list of favorite actors and put them all. Okay, Jim Carter is Mr. Carson from Downton Abbey. He's the only one that I'm like, I don't know. Everyone else, I'm like, five-way tie. Sorry, you can sit there, Mr. Downton Abbey. Everybody else just
won. Dinklage is one, I think, for that.
I believe so. Bobby Cannavale, I don't watch Boardwalk Empire. But he's on Nurse Jackie, and he's amazing.
And, like, it's his interaction with Jackie from this past season that's making me think, what about this show was a comedy to you people? And they had a very dramatic storyline. Jonathan Banks as Mike Ehrmantraut, oh my god.
I love Banks, man. You know why.
Yeah, I mean, I know he was on Wise Guy and stuff, but I think he was even playing the same character from Wise Guy. Like, he was just, take no prisoners, get the job done. Like, he just took over what needed to be done. And Aaron Paul as Jesse Pinkman. The first season of Breaking Bad, he was supposed to die. His character was supposed to die. And he did such a great job that they were like, no, we're going to keep him around. And he was such a little shit in the first season that you didn't like him. I didn't. And now it's like, oh my god. No, he can't go without Jesse. Like, he's pivotal. So it was just amazing what he's done with that role. I said I don't watch Game of Thrones, but I love Peter Dinklage. I will follow him to the ends of the earth. I have no problem with that. And Mandy Patinkin as Saul Berenson. Again, I have to go with the first season. He was amazing. He's got a connection with Claire Danes and all this. And 5-way tie.
And you own Mandy Patinkin album, so.
I love Mandy Patinkin singing.
And he was on,
I don't own his albums. I own the Dick Tracy soundtrack that he is on.
It sounded better saying Mandy Patinkin albums.
You threw me under a Mandy Patinkin bus that wasn't really there.
And he was on...
Because it sounds better than to say that I own a Dick Tracy album.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Dead Like Me.
Dead Like Me, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can't decide.
Banks.
5-way tie. Sorry, Downton Abbey. Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Drama Series. For Breaking Bad, we have Anna Gunn as Skylar White. Downton Abbey, Maggie Smith as Violet, Dowager Countess of Grantham. I wonder if she knows the Earl of Grantham. Game of Thrones, Emilia Clarke as... I'm supposed to be able to say this. Daenerys Targaryen? Really?
It's an easy name to pronounce.
Peter Dinklage. Peter Drunklage. The Good Wife, Christine Baranski as Diane Lockhart. I didn't even know she was on that show. Homeland, Marina Baccarin as Jessica Brody. And Mad Men, Christina Hendricks as Joan Harris.
I'm going to go with Christina Hendricks because she's the most gorgeous on that list.
Yes, but this isn't a beauty contest.
And she was in All-Star Superman as Lois Lane.
She is excellent as Joan Harris. There's no doubt about it. And where she's taken this character is amazing. Marina Baccarin is Jessica Brody. She's married to Jonesy. What was his name?
Damian
Lewis.
Lewis.
So she's pretty much the wife of a soldier that is suspected to be a spy. So this is what she's dealing with.
Yeah.
And he was a POW for a while, suspected dead. So she was moving on with her life, let's say, with his partner. Then he came back and they had to break that off. So, yeah. So there's that going on.
I'm going to catch that show.
Yeah, I have season one. Watch it. Christine Baranski. I'd love her. I didn't even know she was on The Good Wife because I don't watch it. Game of Thrones. Sorry, I don't even know how to say your character's name, so I'm going to go with no. Downton Abbey, Maggie Smith. Don't watch it, but I love Maggie Smith. She's adorable.
I think she was in Clash of the Titans as well.
Probably. And then Breaking Bad, Anna Gunn is Skylar White. She's married to Walter White. To Bryan Cranston. And honestly, nobody likes her. Nobody likes her on the show. Nobody likes her on anybody I've ever talked to. That's how good of an actress she is, though. Nobody likes her. I'm going to go with Maggie Smith, though, on that one. Although, I would love to see Christina Hendricks walk away with it.
Okay.
And that is all I have.
Great. So, that's our look at the Emmys. I guess we'll find out in a couple months if our predictions come true or not. And it'll be an exciting show. I can't remember who's hosting it. I don't think it's Jimmy Fallon this year.
I don't even know
if they've announced it yet. So, Anyhow, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time right here on We Got the Geek.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.